This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله ولي الصالحين ناصر المستضعفين رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام المجاهدين وخير المتقين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. يا الله, in this night we seek your forgiveness to all of us, especially to those who died and left us. Ya رب العالمين, shower their graves tonight with نور, with رحمة and مغفرة. Ya Allah, grant our brothers and sisters who are sick shifa and full recovery, and grant our brothers and sisters who are facing any financial difficulty ease and rizq halal and tayyiba. Ya Allah, increase us in knowledge, increase us in rizq halal and tayyiba, increase us in iman and taqwa. Ameen. Any question before we start? Anyone has question? Yes.
Yusuf is around during Yaqub's time, right?
Yes.
So how does the Prophet actually carry the, what do you call it, the teaching?
Dawah.
For Ibrahim? The Kitab Ibrahim?
The Dawah.
Okay. Because
very good.
The Prophet at the same time.
Yes.
Because I think Ibrahim had Lot, you have Ibrahim at the same time, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I mean Yusuf, Yaqub, same, they are prophets.
Yes. Okay. Number one, you don't need a prophet to teach a prophet. You need Jibril alayhi salam to teach a prophet. Many prophets didn't have prophets in their time, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. There was no prophet in his time. But other prophets were contemporary to others. So they may learn from each other. Like a father gives knowledge to his son. But to be chosen is by Allah. To be chosen to be prophet is by Allah, not by father or... Nuh alayhi salam couldn't convince his son, because Allah didn't guide the son even to be Muslim, let alone to be a prophet. So who taught Yusuf alayhi salam? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His father taught him to be good man. But it didn't make out of him a prophet.
Yusuf is a prophet, right?
Yusuf is Nabi. Nabi, definitely. So who tells a prophet you are a prophet? Jibril alayhi salam. The angel Jibril has to come to him and tell him, you have been chosen. Get up and say this and do this. So that prophet starts doing the da'wah. Yeah. But definitely he grew up in prophethood house.
So they are carrying Ibrahim.
Thank you. No, no. The teachings of Ibrahim,
Sarahmatullah. The teaching of Ibrahim.
You today you sit here and answer all the questions. I give a lecture, but you answer all the questions. Ibrahim, no. Ibrahim didn't see Yusuf.
I mean, Yaqub.
No, he saw him baby, and he died. Oh. Yes. Ibrahim was father for two prophets, Ismail, alayhi salam, and Ishaq. And he saw Yaqub, he saw him, because Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلًا. We gave him Ishaq and Yaqub نَافِلًا. نَافِلًا means grandchild. So alhamdulillah, he was lucky to see two of his sons, prophets, and one of his grandchildren, prophet. But Yaqub was young when Ibrahim died. Very young, he was little. Yaqub alayhi salam got married, and we know his story, and he had, mashallah, 12 sons and one girl. He had only one daughter, but he had 12 sons. Good. Any other question? Yes, sister.
If you follow an imam in prayer, how fast must you move when you move?
Very good. Don't pray behind Schumacher. Some imams, once you know they are fast, it's your wajib not to pray behind them. Yeah. How fast is fast? 3. Subhana rabbiyal a'la wa bihamdihi in sujood. Subhana rabbiyal a'la wa bihamdihi. Subhana rabbiyal a'la. If you are saying 3 subhan and he's fast, next time don't pray behind him. If Al-Fatiha is super fast, like he reads it. Like one day, I prayed behind an imam in one breath. In one breath, the whole Fatiha. And he was really fast. In Istak, long time ago. In the 90s. Wallahi, it's too much. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, malik. You cannot even follow. If you don't know that he is in Al-Fatiha, you don't know he is reading Al-Fatiha. So please, ruku' at least 3 times. Subhana rabbi al-azim wa bihamdih. Subhana rabbi al-azim wa bihamdih. Subhana rabbi al-azim wa bihamdih. Sami' Allahu liman hamida. Rabbana walaka alhamd. Walaka, not laka. Walaka alhamd. Then there is, the imam supposed to say hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, etc. Sujood, three tasbih. That's it. That's the least. So please, brothers, when you pray with people, be careful.
What if the imam is super slow?
There is no imam super slow. It's only in your mind. Takbir. When you are watching your favorite Cayenne racing with the other one, what is it? No, the people, oh, 2-3 hours, no problem, because you like. No. Most of you like that. Salat, 5 minutes extra, this imam is two. Your favorite game is golf, no problem. The whole day watching golf. You see, problem where it is? There is no imam too slow. Why? I tell you why. Because he will not survive long enough to, he will not stay in the imam, huh? The committee will kick him out. Takbir.
My next question is, how do you pray for an imam?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
When imam decides to, let's say, Surah Yasin, Ramadan, and you know that for good reason that your mother is not well, and you left your mother to do your prayers, how do you pray for
him? Brother Amin, now he remembers his mother. When the imam is reading Yasin, he remembers the mother. Takbir. All of you start remembering your mothers, your wives, your children. Huh? When the imam is long. Takbir. Imam will read Surah Yasin, the whole. Did you face that or you are just supposedly? No, don't. Stay with the imam. But don't pray with him next time. That's all. You cannot break the salat with the imam. Stay. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has forbidden that an imam becomes very heavy on people. He said, when you lead people, jama'ah, among the jama'ah, there are those who are weak, those who are sick, and those who have things to take care of. So please, pray regularly. What is regularly? One page or two per rak'ah. That is very normal. One page or two. That is normal. For us, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. You are happy. If the imam says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَاقِ, we say, why did he add another surah? This is the problem. The sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w., what was it? For example, Salat al-Fajr, how did the Prophet s.a.w. pray it? Surah al-Rahman, Surah al-Waqi'ah. In one rak'ah, one rak'ah. But he was looking first. If old, weak Sahaba are with him, he shortened it to Surah al-Fajr. Al-Fajr is 1.5 pages. Because today also, brothers, we are really either too long or not too long at all. So, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. One rak'ah. The second rak'ah, al-ghashiyah. 1 page. Yes. You two ladies, you have to read as much as you can. Can I read 2-3 surahs, Sheikh? Can. I know 3-4 surahs. No problem. Just read them the way they are in the Quran. For example, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, then قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, then قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And when the imam is still reading and you stopped, the imam is still reading, let's say. The imam is still reading. You, Let's say I'm leading your dhuhr. You finished your qul huwallahu ahad and qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. I'm still reading. You shouldn't pause. You should be reading. What, Shaykh? Repeat the same surah. Let's say you know only qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Keep repeating it until the imam says Allahu Akbar. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Meaning you shouldn't be pausing. Between your qira'ah and the imam's qira'ah could be 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. In those minutes, you have to be making qira'atul Qur'an. Shaykh, I know only one surah. Keep repeating it. No problem. Until the imam makes rukur. Yes, brother.
And then you can't finish your surah?
Huh?
You stop.
Sorry?
By the time the imam...
Very good. If the imam says Allahu Akbar, it's okay. Follow him.
You stop wherever you are.
Wherever you
even
are.
If you don't finish your
surah. Even if you don't finish. Good. Good. And don't do like those brothers who sometimes we are already in the second sajda, they are still in rukur. Although they are with the imam. The imam is already in the second sajda. The brother is still, mashallah, making his rukur. So why are you praying in jama'ah? That is wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not equal the imam and don't be before him. That's all. But he didn't say stay too slow. Too slow. Sometimes people make dua and say, "Ma khalas, the brother is still doing tashahud." Yes.
Let's go for an asr, but let's say
Isha. Mm.
After you finish your...
You listen.
You're supposed to listen, right?
You listen. You listen to the imam. Yes. If the imam is loud, like dhuhr, tahajjud, this one, qiyamul layl, tarawih, you just listen. Yeah. You're not supposed to read. Good. What else?
Shaykh, let's say there are regular surahs that the imam read. There are certain ayat in the Quran that you like, and you go through it. In the middle of Surah Yusuf, you like three ayats. Is there a rule you should finish off the particular chapter?
No,
story,
no.
If
very
I like those two, I can just read those two.
Yes, yes. Let's say I'm memorizing and I memorize only those surahs yet. No problem, you can repeat that.
Not surah, just ayat.
Ayas, I mean. Ayas, okay. Can.
There's no, nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Good. What else, my sisters? Sisters doing good? Any questions? Okay, let's move then. Let's start. Surah Yusuf, everyone. Verse 31, please. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everybody read with me please. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. No, you're still sleepy. يلا get up. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Very good, very good. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقطعن نطنا قطعنا we cut our hands وقطعنا they the females. There is na and there is na.
Pay attention to this. The verb. the verb in Arabic. If you add na, it means we. For example, katabna, we wrote. Qara, qara'a, you put na. Qara'na, we read. Okay? When you add na, this na. But if you add this noon, noon in this one, they call the noon of females, of ladies, the noon of ladies. So, if it is qata'na, it means they, the women of Yusuf, women of Prophet Yusuf. They, hunna, qata'na. So this noon, the short noon with fatha, which follows the verb, is called Nunu Niswa. Nunu and Niswa. The Nun of Nisa, of women. Huh? Don't say Waqatta'na. No. Qatta'na, it means we.
Waqatta'na aydiyahun. Waqulna.
Waqulna.
What is the difference? Waqulna. وَقُلْنَا we said. وَقُلْنَا they, the females said. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا.
وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا
إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ.
إِنْ هَذَا
قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه.
قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه.
ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم.
ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم.
Very good, very good. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ.
وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ
وَلَيَكُونًا مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه.
قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه.
وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين.
وإلا تصرف
عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين. Excellent, very good. I'm very impressed the way you are. Huh? Alhamdulillah, good, continue. فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهن. إنه هو السميع العليم.
إنه هو السميع العليم.
ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات. من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجننه حتى حين. It's okay, it's okay. It's just intruder. Takbir. Somebody else came to class without permission. Takbir! No problem. ودخل معه السجن فتيان قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي
وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي
أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه نبئنا بتأويله
نبئنا بتأويله
إنا نراك من المحسنين
إنا نراك من المحسنين
قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما ذلكما مما علمني ربي
ذلكما مما علمني ربي
إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون Excellent. MashaAllah. Very good. May Allah give us the reward of this page. Alhamdulillah. Each alphabet that is mentioned in this page times 10 pahalas. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِينَ Now, a new story. We started last week. What was it? When the lady known as Zulaikha, we don't know from where they got this name, Allah knows. And she is not the lady I told you that Yusuf alayhi salam married with. Number one, the Quran didn't say if Yusuf got married or not. So all this nonsense in the weddings, may Allah make this boy and this girl like Yusuf and Zulaikha. Allahu Akbar. These are Israeli stories. Don't. Okay? Actually, there is a better couple. Why not like Rasulullah s.a.w. and Khadija? Why not like Rasulullah s.a.w. and Aisha? May Allah be pleased with them. Huh. No. Please do not follow those. And stop it in the weddings of your children. Whoever is going to make the khutbah should be knowledgeable and tell him, brother, are you going to say about Zulaikha and Yusuf? Say yes. Say don't say. Because we need to stop this practice. And we have to start with ourselves. Our children's weddings, we tell the person, whoever is going to make the khutbah, there shouldn't be khutbah, by the way. But you guys like to speak a lot during weddings. Takbir. Wedding. Mabruk, makan, bye-bye. Some of you 3, 4, 5 hours. Some of you come before the bride and go after the bride and the groom. I don't know what you're doing. You have nothing to do? La ilaha illallah. Muhammadun? Okay. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِينَ When she heard of their plotting and their discussions, She got upset, but she did not let her feelings and emotions decide her reaction. She instead, of course, invited them, and she prepared a wonderful, actually, setting for them. She made everything good for them to come and sit down, and she offered them even food with a knife. Now, the story, that's why I told you, why every one of them knife? It's very unusual to give each person a knife. Sikkin. Sikkin is the one that cuts meat, not the one that cuts fruits. The word sikkin is the one you use to slaughter animals. Huh. Okay. At that very moment, she said to Yusuf alayhi salam, "Ukhruj alayhin." She said, "Yusuf, come out. Let them see you." So he had to pass because she is his boss, lady. When he passed, they went crazy. These women could not believe what they are seeing. And they did not control themselves. The first thing they did, when, as they were cutting the fruits or whatever was in their hands, they forgot about it because they were mesmerized by what they see. And that happens to you and me. If you are watching anything nice or your heart is really hanged with it, such as football, tennis, whatever you like, cycling, whatever you like in this dunya, you see the person focused, even if his son or daughter about to fall from the bed, his mind is with the movie, whatever you are with. How about seeing Yusuf alayhi salam, who, according to many traditions in Islam, half of Allah's beauty was given to him. Half of Allah's beauty to humans was given to one man. That's why when they saw him, they said, "Hasha lillah, this cannot be human. This is an angel, and a great angel." So they were shocked. Now the story tells, another tafsir I told you, is that in the old Egyptian society, when someone proves you wrong, you have to cut your hand. That was the tradition, the culture. That they give you a knife. In case they prove you wrong, you have to do this. It doesn't cost you death, but it costs you an injury. So she was like waiting from them, expecting them. She said, "Here are the knives. When I show you this person, if you are not going to be shocked, don't do this. But if you are shocked, you have to be honorable and you honor yourself." This is one tafsir that I read just lately. Alhamdulillah. But whether it was that tafsir or not, the fact that the Quran said, وَقَطَّعْنَا, قَطَّعْنَا, look at me, sisters and brothers. They kept doing it, meaning they were really taken by Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty. They were really shocked. They have never seen a beautiful thing. And this shows that women also love beauty. I told you in the psychology, women love beauty. That's why they beautify themselves. Takbir. And beauty is not just physical. It could be the beauty of the soul. Yeah. When the soul is beautiful, alhamdulillah, that's why some people love each other. The souls are beautiful, not the looks. Neither the husband nor the wife have great looks, but they have nice souls. Tayyip. So we said that. Any questions so far about their reaction? So who was wrong or more wrong? She or them? Them, the ladies. Because at least it took her years to be seduced. Not to be seduced. To seduce him. It didn't take them long. The moment they saw him, they went crazy. So she's much better than them. She wanted to prove to them that if you judge me in my ethics, it took me years to do what I tried to do with Yusuf alayhi salam. Look at you. And I was lonely. I had every reason that helps me to do wrong. But you, although there are women, which is quite difficult for women when they are in public, they may not do wrong things because not they fear Allah, they fear that lady to go and talk.
How come the husband still kept him in the house?
that, were you here last week? Yes. So that where? Yes, yes, the phone app. Answer.
House phone.
Students coming late and they disturb us. They are late and they disturb us too. La ilaha illallah. Prepare rotan. Whoever is this student coming? Takbir. Okay, welcome. They have just to come. Or the guards have to call you.
First time.
La ilaha illallah. Allah's Mahadir is coming.
Maybe.
Most welcome. He sits like any one of you. Takbir. My brothers, sisters. Allahu Akbar. I was answering by Brother Shariman's question. That's what Imam al-Qurtubi himself said in his tafsir. عَجِبْتُ لِأَهْلِ مِصْرِ. I am shocked at the people of Misr. And he said, actually, this is their type of behavior with their women. That they are not really real men. But he's talking about the old, not now. Don't go now see an Egyptian brother, you say you are... You are mentioned in the Quran in Surah Yusuf. No. Some man, alhamdulillah, very honorable. But a man who sees his wife absolutely wrong, he didn't even say. What did we say last week? He even told the victim, Yusuf, stay away from this. And you, ask forgiveness. He said to her, ask forgiveness. That's all. That's the worst thing. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. That's the worst thing he could ask for. You see your wife wearing almost nothing, locking the doors. She did everything to be punished. She committed all the offenses. Khalwa. Number one, khalwa. How can you... Okay, even when he's your slave, why you lock the doors? One. Second, why you wear this cloth? Why are you wearing this cloth in front of this boy? Another thing, why do you pull him from the back of his clothes? Still, he knew she was guilty, but he talked to him first. Yusuf, don't come near these things. Stay away from these things. He knows how innocent he is. That's why he said, don't come to this bed. And then he told his wife, you should ask forgiveness. Meaning from him, not from God, because they didn't believe in Allah. That's the problem. Some men are like this. The youth. No ghira. No jealousy. A man has to have a minimum of jealousy over his wife and kids. Otherwise, he doesn't love her. A man who let his wife go anytime she wants, wear anything she wants, is not a man. Rasulullah ﷺ said. And he said he will not smell paradise, let alone see it or enter it. وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا, the smell of paradise and the fragrance, you can smell it from very, very far. He said, the youth, very bad, my brothers and sisters. But before you tell anything to your wife and children, you have to show good example. We will see this in verse 36. So Imam Qurtubi amazingly mentions that, exactly what you said in his tafsir. We continue. So, how did they describe him, sisters? First time, Malakun Kareem. Look at it, verse 31. What did they say, the women? No man is this. This is none other than a noble angel. That's how handsome he was and how malu he was. Because some people have beauty, but they don't have bashfulness. And what makes a woman very beautiful, sisters? If she's shy, if she lowers her gaze, and malu, that's the woman actually that a man should look for marriage. Not the one who is gazing and going to a safa, na'udhu billah. The woman who, wherever there are men, she is in between them, in the middle. A woman who panics when men look at her, she panics later. That's the woman, there is goodness in her. Okay? All right. Next verse, I ask doctor, read please. Next ayah, 32.
She said, this is he, the young man, about whom you did blame me for his love. And I did seek to seduce him, but he refused. And now, if he refuses to obey my order, he shall certainly be cast into prison and will be one of those who are disgraced.
Good news. Alhamdulillah, she declared him innocent to the women. But they are going to plot with her to cover the truth. Pay attention. Pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this very event as rahmah to Yusuf alayhi salam. Because she told them, this is the man you blamed me for. You were making fun of me, right? I received the news. Here is the man. And he is innocent. He refused when I seduced him. So she declared him. You heard. You heard. You with me. You heard me. I say something. Then you are witnesses. But you are going to plot with me to cover the truth. Subhanallah. Why? Because they have vested interest in doing the same thing. That's why, my brothers, be very careful. Meaning, doesn't mean you be suspicious of your spouse or she has to be suspicious of you. But you need to protect your family. Because Shaitan is not playing games with us. Remember this. Shaitan every day is taking people to Jahannam. He's sending them first. Go. Because you die today. He dies until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So, his hope is to take as many people as he can with him to Jahannam. So she said, this is he, the young man, about whom you did blame me. And I did seek to seduce him. She is saying I was guilty. But he refused. He is innocent. So she's telling them, I was wrong. I seduced him. He refused. Clear. And if he does not do what I tell him, I will put him in jail. Yes.
Sheikh, when the women said, perfect is Allah, this is not a man, this is but a noble angel, what were they believing at that time? The women of that time, or the society?
Good. Everybody believed in the existence of Allah. He's a liar. Even an atheist believes in God. Because look at when he's 36,000 feet above the ground and there is a bomb on what does he do? Oh God. You just said there is no God. Those days they knew about Allah, but they didn't worship him. Like the kuffar of Quraysh. When it comes to grandeur, they say Hasha lillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what's his name? Abdullah. The Arabs knew about Allah, but they did not worship him. The Egyptians also, but they don't worship Allah directly. They have to worship him through stone, which is the shirk. Yeah. So to say Hasha lillah, the mushrikin of Quraysh, didn't Allah say, "Wala in sa'altahum man khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard la yaqulunna khalaqahunna ar-Rahman"? If you ask them who created heaven and earth, they say Ar-Rahman. They even knew Ar-Rahman. Teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they knew about Allah, but they mentioned him only for big things. Like this, Hasha lillah. Huh? Yeah. But doesn't mean they were Muslims, huh? They were not. Because in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she covered her idol with her cloth when she tried to seduce Yusuf. In one hadith, she covered one of her eyes. She felt like he's looking at her. So she covered him. Like, don't see. Jahil. So she said, that is what you blamed me for. And I seduced him. So she admitted. Fasta'asam. He refused. Alhamdulillah, she declared him innocent. And if he does not do what I command him, I will put him in jail. Look now. Or she's insisting on jade. Sijin. Sijin is mentioned in Surah Yusuf a lot. Sijin, which means jade. وَلَا يَكُونَمْ مِنَ الصَّغِرِينَ. And I will definitely turn him among those who are disgraced. What did he say at that moment? We'll see. Did he say, Ya Allah, sorry, Ya Allah, they won't. Sorry, Ya Allah, it's darura. Ya Allah, darura, darura. It's not me, Ya Allah, it's them. Ya Allah, I will make tawbah after that. Rabbi sijnu ahabu ilay. Look what he said. Immediately, when he saw himself cornered and this woman plotting, he said, I rather go to jail. He turned to Allah. And he said, Rabbi sijnu ahabu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. My brother, English. 33? Yes.
He said, my Lord, prison is more to my liking than that to which they invite
me. Which is what? What is it that they are inviting him to do? Zina.
Yeah.
I rather go to jail than zina. Who is among us is ready to do that? Unless you are really mu'min. Ya Rab, I rather go to jail than to fall into this fahisha. There are people now doing everything, na'udhu billah. Even when they are caught, they pay the judge, please. Be quiet. Be quiet. Because he knows what is the price of zina in Jahannam. Na'udhu billah. You can get away with zina from in this dunya. But yawm al-qiyamah, if Allah doesn't forgive you. That's why, brothers, don't gamble. Listen. Don't gamble with your life. Even with money, gambling is haram. With money. And you may have billions. It's like 10 cents for you. What you lost today in the gambling game. You gamble with your life. Jahannam. Who told you that Allah may forgive you? You come in zina and say, inshallah, I make tawbah and go to Umrah and Mecca. Who says that Allah will forgive you? Allah says, make tawbah. But who says that it's forgiven? That's why fear of Allah. You have to fear Allah before you do things. You cannot just do them and hope, inshallah, Allah will. Wallahi, you're taking Allah lightly. You're taking Allah lightly. Don't do that, my brothers and sisters. If that happened in the past, yeah, make tawbah and Allah will forgive you. But not now. You didn't even make it and say, inshallah. Who says that you will even have time to make tawbah? Maybe you die committing zina. Maybe you die drinking. Maybe you die, na'udhu billah, dealing in riba. So then what do you tell Allah yawm al-qiyamah? Continue, my brother.
And if you do not avert from me their plan, I might incline toward them and thus be from their ignorant.
Very good. So look how his dua was. Rabbi sijnu ahabu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayya. Ya Rab, if I have to choose, I will choose what? Jail. Yeah. I rather go to jail than fall into zina. Because what they are inviting me is very ugly. It's haram. And if you don't turn away their plots from me, Ya Rab, I may fall into it. I'm a human. Brothers, sisters, pay attention. Who is he? Prophet of Allah. And who is his father?
Prophet.
And who is his grandfather? And who is his great-grandfather? Prophet. Ibrahim is great-grandfather. His grandfather is Ishaq. And his father is Yaqub. And he is messenger of Allah. Messenger of Allah. Nabi. Still he's saying, Ya Rabbi, I'm afraid to fall into zina. Who are you not to be afraid of zina? And the ladies who travel by themselves. Sheikh is the job, is the company. Brothers. Brothers who play golf and they... It's okay that a young girl, 19, 20, pulls his... Takbir. Bali, Bangkok, BB. Between the two BBs. Watch your men. Watch them. Takbir. Spoil. Say, I go with you. Who said, huh? Whoever said, huh, is guilty. Who said, huh? No, serious. These women are don't fear Allah. Young girls, they don't care. They just want money. No. It's dangerous, brothers. The Prophet is saying, Ya Rab, if you don't turn their plot away, I may be inclined to listen, to obey. It's scary. It's really, Allah is teaching us, a Prophet. He's saying, Ya Rab, if you don't turn their plots away from me, I may incline. With the pressure. Allah will protect him, but he is what? A human too. Huh? Remember when the lady of Al-Aziz seduced him, that the Quran said, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. She was really onto him. وَهَمَّ بِهَا. He started feeling for her. Had it not been for seeing one of the burhan of Allah. What was the burhan? We don't know. Some ulama said the burhan was the remembrance of Jahannam. That's why fearing Allah is very important. Teach your children to fear Allah. Teach your children to fear Allah. Then they will not sin, inshallah. No matter how tempted they might be. Because they know there is naraka, there is Jahannam. Talk about Jahannam to kids. Somebody, ex-minister today said, don't teach children death. What is there? What's wrong with you, Malays? Ex-minister, one ex-minister, Rafida Aziz, let's speak. She said, don't teach children death. So teach you what? Sorry. And when asked, why don't you wear hijab? She said, I'm menopause already. No need. Listen to these people and you end up in hell. This is na'udhu billah. She should at least said, may Allah give me hidayah. One day I wear it. If not in dunya, in the grave. When they take me to... When they won't post me in... In what? Speak, ladies. Kafan. Too late, but it's not hijab. It's not counted. And my sisters learn the deen and follow. We don't teach children the death. We don't talk to them about death. Oh, talk to them only about life. No. The Quran. What was Rasulullah Sassim when he talks to the children? He talks to them about life, about jihad, about hajj, and about death. To prepare them. But not only about death. Imagine I'm talking only about death. No. But death must be part of the curriculum. This is why we have so many naughty youth today, because they have never been taught about death. Until death comes to them. Huh. That's why many youth are on drugs. Many youth are committing zina. Many youth are dying with racing cars, motorbikes, rampant. But if they know about death, they will not ride that way.
Is there an age to know how young should a child know when about death?
Okay, not too much. I will teach my son. Rasulullah said, teach them from the age of 7. 7 brothers. You're sending them, mashallah, to the best schools, to even piano, to music, to this, which I don't agree with. But you have to be careful. Not teach them, but not too much. Everybody will die, my children. Death is part of this process of life. And death is the beginning to meet Allah. So they are ready. But no details. Until age of 10, 12, 13. Then they, alhamdulillah, they are men. So little. The dosage, it shouldn't be too much. But must teach children about death. Rasulullah ﷺ, here is an example. He took Abdullah bin Abbas with him. What did he teach him? And he said, I was ghulam. Ghulam means less than 8. He was teaching him these things. So please, this is wrong. This is wrong to tell, no, we shouldn't teach the children. She should make some comments on economics. Even the economics is messed up. Takbir. Anyways. But it's sad when it comes from people like this. Instead of, we thought when they become old, they become wiser, you know, they start thinking about akhirah. Still, dunya. Don't teach children. So teach them what? Dance. To be called moderate, moderate. Allahu Akbar. Yalla. So, wa'akum min al-jahilin. And I become among the orange jahil, Ya Rab. If you don't turn away this hardship, Ya Allah, that I'm facing, this trial that this woman wants to put me, I may be inclined towards obeying them, Ya Rab. And therefore, I become jahil. I get away from your guidance. May Allah save us. Look at the answer. It came quickly, immediately. Brother Husni, 34. Very good. Fastajaba fa. This word, this alphabet. So istijaba fa. Immediately fa came. What does it mean? Whenever an ayah starts with fa, it means it was immediate. Which means so. Therefore, Allah answered him. Fastajaba. Istijaba. You have this word in Malay? Istijaba. Istijaba, like Allah answered you, jawab. Answer came immediately.
Yeah.
He didn't take time. How do we know? With the alphabet fa. Always when you say fa, for example, mustajab, dua mustajab. So Allah immediately, his Lord answered him. By what? By turning away their plot. Somehow they got busy. Although, in one tafsir, they cornered him. They went all after him. If a woman couldn't control herself, do you think the others would? And they forgot they were married women and this and that. So which means the society was not a good society. It was society of mixing. That's why in Islam, Allah says, do not mix. You put dynamite with fire, what do you expect? Explosion. Women should not, there should be segregation like this. Imagine you are sitting together, even your wife, but the other one, is she your wife? No. That's why, brothers, be careful you eat together in restaurants and women one side, men one side. Takbir. Some of you still do that. It's okay, we are one family. We are best friends. Your best friend. You are letting the shaitan play games. Women, take one nice corner and better face the wall. Takbir. Sheikh Zubair's rules. Serious. Men, mashallah, face the other wall. Men eat, women eat, enjoy, yalla. Everybody takes his wife, bye-bye. If you have to. We are seeing terrible things, sisters, brothers, what's happening? Shaitan may come, you're sitting, you, your wife, and the other brother with his wife there, and Shaitan will tell you, oh, why is she looking at him? Is there anything? You don't know what Shaitan is, huh? Maybe you say, why my wife doesn't look like that lady? And the other woman will say, this idiot I am stuck with doesn't look handsome like the other one. Takbir. And Shaitan is making?
Yeah.
Takbir. Yes. So better ladies in one side, men one side. Like we're doing, alhamdulillah, in this house. Men, one side, women, alhamdulillah. Then you take your beautiful wife and disappear. Khalas. You want to parade and show? No. Yalla. From now on, inshallah, even your private life, eh? Most of you, very good Muslims in this class. Outside, Allah knows. Takbir. I hope so, inshallah, I hope. Khalas, my brothers and sisters. whatever you can, whatever you can, to avoid, not to give shaitan a chance. These women were together and they were bothered by shaitan just because they saw somebody very handsome than their husbands. And they were married women. They were chaste women. Here it is. Okay. So what did he say? Ya Rab, I'd rather go to jail. Look a person of taqwa. Ya Rab, I'd rather go to jail than to fall into a sin like this that I carry with me all my life in my mind. Even if I make tawbah, I'll be crying every day. Why I did that? Why I did that? Why I did that? And he is, brothers and sisters, he's being seduced. He's not like he himself looking for that. Huh. This is one of the biggest tests you can ever go through. When a woman goes crazy about you, and she may know you are married, and she's after you, she's writing. Okay? Same thing for you, sisters. Okay. Next ayah. Sisters. Yalla, my sister here. Next ayah. 35.
Then you appear to them after they have seen the signs that Al-Aziz should surely imprison you for a time.
This is Egypt. Repeat. This is Egypt. Egypt even today. Okay. This is Egypt. Verse 30. What they did with Mursi, may Allah have mercy on him.
Amen.
They know he's innocent, they put him in jail. Okay, continue, repeat please. Repeat the same ayah.
Then it appeared to them after they had seen the signs that Al-Aziz should surely imprison him for a time.
Who should put in jail? His wife. No, he put the other one. Most Egyptians are like this. Sorry to tell you. Sisi came, they start. Do a revolution, man. At least die like man. He's selling the country. If you know what Egypt, what the Sisi is doing, na'udhu billah. This guy was elected and he did nothing wrong. And he was actually in 1 year what he did, subhanAllah. The only elected president in the history of Egypt didn't survive for a year. 1 year. Anyways, he's too good to lead Egyptians. You know when you are too good to lead some people, Allah take you away? Do you know that or not? When you are too good, you are really, people don't deserve you. So Allah takes you away to other people. Yes, it's true. Sometimes Allah saved you, sisters. May Allah forgive all your loved ones who passed away. Especially children. If Allah has taken a child from you, actually is rahmah. Because that child, if he lived, he may really give you a hard time. The story, where do we get this? In the story of Musa alayhi salam. So sometimes you are too good to lead something. So Allah Azza wa Jal give you break. Unless they change, then because you're too good. Who's the best example? The best example is who? Are you still thinking? Rasulullah says, what was his example? Mecca doesn't deserve him. Allah gave him Medina. Mecca. He's Meccan. No. These are not your people. Here are the people. These people are better. Soft-hearted and kind-hearted. These are the people. Ahl al-Medina. These are the people. Then, alhamdulillah, he took Mecca by conquering it. You see? Here is a good example, is Rasulullah. They don't deserve him. 13 years of da'wah. 53 years, they know who is he. He never lied. Even when before he became prophet. Still, they give him hard time. So Allah takes him to better people. Just look at Rasulullah. Same thing. These people, so he is going to jail. He will do da'wah in jail. Because freedom is dangerous to him. Temptations. So Allah is going to save him in jail. By storing him. Storage. He will store him there, save him. Then he will come out as leader to fix Egypt, because he has to fix it from authority. He cannot change it from under. It's too corrupt. Some things like this, brothers, you cannot change from the ra'yat. You have to be on top. You have to. Good. We are learning. So we are getting what you call lessons. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ. Why not the women? Why it's not the women who put him in jail? The word lahum, you see, that's why you need Arabic. Lahum means man. If it was female, lahun, na. Very good. If Allah says thumma bada lahunna, lahunna, then it would be the women. But it was not the women. Lahum. Which means those men were idiots. They were listening to their wives.
Sayan, I want you to put so-and-so in jail. Okay, dear. Who is he?
Find out why. At least. So be careful when your wife tells you put anyone in jail. Say, hey, wait a minute. And women, don't listen to them too much. Takbir. Why? You cannot answer because your wives are here. Takbir. Who's brave enough to say, Allah, I mean, why you shouldn't listen too much to women? Very good. Give me five.
Emotional.
Even him, takut. Because women are emotional. Meaning, when you listen, you be careful. A woman, by nature, either she is, even when she speaks very good about something, she is, there is emotion there. There is little drama, positive. Or she's angry at something, take 60% of the anger, slash it. Most women are like that. Some men are becoming like that. Takbir. To be fair, some men are becoming emotional too. I don't know the food they are eating is playing a role. Estrogen, I don't know what. Testosterone, what is that word?
Testosterone.
Whatever. Okay. La yasjununna. Again, the word sijin. They will put him in jail. That's it. For what? For refusing to obey the ladies, no matter what. These ladies cannot be said no. You don't tell them no. How dare you say no? Even when they're wrong? Even when they're wrong. So, alhamdulillah, he went to jail. So, please understand, there are many Yusufs in jail. There are many good people in jail. And I'm a witness to that. Now, please don't look anybody going to jail means he is criminal. Yes, maybe 90% of them. Maybe even more. But don't think everybody who is coming out of jail is a bad person. It could be an innocent who was put in jail. Here is an example, Prophet. So alhamdulillah, if we have brothers going to jail, like many da'is, many ulamas are in jail, just because they speak the truth. Saudi Arabia alone, the government, when we criticize Saudi Arabia, we don't criticize the people or the ulama, we criticize this idiot government. 398 alim in jail. I have their list. I have their names. If you need, I give you. This is before Muhammad bin Salman came to. This is when King Abdullah, even before Salman. Why? Because they refused to accept certain things that. Because please, brothers, don't look at Salat and Siyam. That's everywhere. Do you know there is Surah in the White House? Do you know that or not?
No.
Okay. Do you know there is Salat al-Jumu'ah in the Pentagon? Khutbah and Jumu'ah and everything. Every Jumu'ah. Yes, there is. So please understand this. That doesn't make America friendly to Islam and Muslims. These are things that they have to do. But what will make it's just, do you do justice? And what is justice? Justice what? You have one university or two Islamic universities? Than that. When you sell Palestine to the Jews, what does it mean? Injustice. When you bomb Yemen and leave the Shia al-Rawafid in Iraq and tell me about it. Syria in front of you. In front of you. Come on. Yani. But Sheikh, we are fighting because you don't know the... I know very well the history. Because the moment... Look, about Yemen. Just to say this quickly. Because some of you are very nice people, but you don't know what... How... Yemen here. When Saudi Arabia targeted Yemen. Yemen, yes, there are Shia, Houthis. But there is al-Islah, who are Sunnis. But they say they are Ikhwan, so hit them. When you weaken the Sunnis, the Shia will eat you up. Good for you. The law of Allah. Why Iran is becoming so strong? Because Iran, whenever there is Shia group, they support. The so-called Sunni protector of Saudi Arabia, wherever there is Sunni group, they fight. You, politically, you're wrong. Even when I don't agree, politics, why politicians sit with each other? I don't like you, but I sit with you. We have to. Politicians sit with one another. Iran, wherever there is Shia group, they cultivate it. They go and support. That's why they're becoming strong. Saudi Arabia, wherever there is Sunni group, if it does not believe exactly what they say in this, they go and attack. They weaken. Now they are very weak. And some scholars said this to Saudi Arabia 25 years ago. They said, "You, this will make you very lonely." And very true. They become now lonely. That's why they're begging others, "Come help, help, help." Nobody's going to help you when they see you doing this. America will just take their money. They will not help them. They will not. May Allah save us.
Ameen.
We care about Mecca and Medina. Really. And all the Muslims there. But this, please be careful, brothers. And there are good ustaz and alims, but they are not really into politics. Not anybody who reads the Quran and Sunnah understands politics. Please understand that. They might be good people and they have ilmu. And they cannot say things because they are Saudis. Because if they say something, the moment they enter, from the airport to underground. We know that. Alhamdulillah, I'm not. Allahu Akbar. Okay. We will talk next time. If you want me to elaborate more, but next time. But this was just a long, what? Commercial. Back to the movie. Brother. Of course. Handsome man. Must. Next ayah. So now, khalas, they decided to put him in Sijn. He's going to jail. The rahmah of Allah is already entering with him. Sisters and brothers, the mercy of Allah went with who? With the people of the cave. Where? Into the cave. As a sleep, 309 years. The rahmah of Allah is going to go with Yusuf inside jail. So never ever complain until you see why Allah did that. He is actually... He's saving you. It's just you think, why this trial? He's saving you from many bad things. Let's see. Next ayah, let's share.
36.
Yes.
Two young men went to prison with him. One of them said, "I dreamed that I was pressing wine." The other said, "I dreamed that I was carrying upon my head bread. Turn off the birds were eating. And now it's on to us the interpretation of the sea, the of those good."
Very good. This is the second dream. The first dream, what was it? I told you there are three dreams in Surat Yusuf. Ada tiga, what is dream in Malay?
Mimpi.
Mimpi. Mimpi. Mimpi, mimpi. Plural, mimpi, mimpi. Buku, buku. Okay. Three dreams. The first dream of Yusuf himself. Yusuf's alayhi salam dream. What did he see? 12 planets and 11 planets and the sun and the moon making sujood for him.
This is one. Number two, dream of prisoners who were young. How do we know? The Quran said fatayan. Fatayan. Fatayan means duwa, youngsters. They were youngsters. Youngsters. One of them, A, B. What was dream A? He saw himself making wine. So, when you see wine in the dream, what is it? Good. Number two, the second dream, what did he say, the second one? Bread on the head, birds eating. Eating them.
Please tell us, they said, what's the interpretation of these dreams? Question. What made strangers in jail telling him a private thing? Dream is what?
Private.
Very private. Only you see your dream. When you are sleeping, your wife is near you, or your son, or whoever is sleeping, they don't see the same dream. Okay? You saw that dream. Then you come in the morning, you tell me about it. What does it mean? And look what they said at the end. They said something very interesting that I wish people say that about us. Say Ameen. What was it? His. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. Simultaneously, enter with him two youngsters. As he was taken, there were two also going to jail. One of them said, I see myself making wine. The other one said, I see myself carrying bread on my head and birds eating from it. Please tell us the interpretation. We see you, a very kind person, Muhsin. You see, that's how I want Muslims to be, and may Allah make us. That people, when they see you, they say, he's a good man. From far. When people see us, they say, that man is good. That sister is very good. That man is generous. That man is, mashallah. That's how da'wah is not by talking. He did not talk to them at all. Meaning they saw his behavior. Inna naraka min al muhsinin. Naraka, not naraka jahannam. Naraka, we see you. We see you among the good good people. You are a good man. You don't even belong here. By the way, prisoners know each other. Are we seen like that? That's the question we need to answer. Allah, then ourselves. Do people, when they see us, they say, wow, mashallah, that's a good man. That's a good woman. Ameen. Inshallah, ya Rab. Why not? There are some people, alhamdulillah, ethics speak highly of them. They don't harm anyone, masjid every day, salat, dhikr, any time people need help, he or she can help, whatever they can, etc. So, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ, with him, as he was entering, there were two more. Again, the word sijin. Look how many times the word sijin is mentioned. Sijin. The only sijin mentioned in the Quran is Egyptian prison. Serious. There is no other sijin in the Quran. Only the sijin of Egypt. Allah talk about Thamud in Jordan. He talks about Ad in Yemen. He talks about other nations. He didn't mention their prisons. So be careful when you go to Egypt or try to do business in Egypt. I'm telling you now. They will eat you up and put you in jail. You're the victim and you end up in jail. They are known with that. Okay. I have Egyptian friends and students. They tell me this. Sheikh, wallahi, you're right. I said, it's not me who is right. It's the Quran who is right. They said, yes, you're right. This is what we do to people. You do business with them. And the first problem, bye-bye. Okay. So one of them said this, the other one said that. Please tell us the interpretation. So what made them ask for interpretation? His ethics, his akhlaq, his behavior in jail. So they saw him like always sitting by himself, making dhikr of Allah, praying. So they knew this is not the type of bad person. So let's ask him, what is the interpretation? Which means those people in Egypt, they were really paying attention to their dreams. People really pay attention to their dreams. Because again, the king, the third dream is the dream of the king, the king's dream. This bothers the king. So, alhamdulillah, the answer is with that prisoner. So solution is in prison. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs things? So now he's going to tell them. But before he answers, he doesn't answer. He does da'wah first. Brothers, when people come to you and they are in need of something, take it as an advantage to do da'wah to them. Somebody comes and asks you for help. Do some da'wah. Especially if he's non-Muslim. Somebody doesn't pray and ask you for help. Talk to him about salat. Talk to him about salat. Somebody is having trouble with his father, he is disrespectful. Before you help him, say, I want you to first be good with your father. Try to use his need for what pleases Allah. There is nothing wrong with that. That's what he did. Look at verse 37. Brother Siddiq, mashallah.
Wakefulness. Or in grief, as your provision. But I will inform in wakefulness its interpretation before it the food comes. This is of that which my Lord has taught me. Verily, I have abandoned the religion of a people that believe not in Allah and are disbelievers in the hereafter. That is the
Kanaaniyun
of Egypt, which were polytheists and used to worship the sun and other false deities.
Okay, very good. So, did he answer? Did he tell them what? No. So, what did he say? He said, no food will come to you, whether you are awake or dream, except that I will tell you about it. Meaning, there is something, you came to the right person. Meaning impress. When people don't know you, try to impress them. By speaking the truth, not by exaggerating. Let's say people need to know your qualities and qualifications. He said, I am not here just to tell you about it. I even tell you the food before coming to you, before your family send you some food or the guards want to feed you, I can even tell you the menu. They were shocked. You know even that? He said, yes. Why? Allah taught me that, he said. And then he said, I left the religion of some people who, na'udhu billah, worship other than Allah. So he's doing da'wah. So they're going to say, huh? So what's your religion? He will say tawheed. The religion of his great-grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he talked to them about food. لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما. That is from what Allah has, my Lord has taught me. And I left the religion of some people who do not believe in Allah and they disbelieve in the Akhirah. They don't believe in Allah and they disbelieve in life after death. I left that. Meaning, whatever I'm going to tell you is based on another religion called Tawheed, Islam. Look at 38. Look at next 38. Sister Amy, go ahead. Yes? It's okay.
And I have followed the religion of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and was not the first associate of anything with Allah. That is from the favor of Allah, the prophets, and the people, but most of the people are not grateful.
Ah. May Allah make us among the few. Ameen. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ أَبَائِيَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. So I left the religion of the Kanaanim, meaning I never followed it, but I left it. Meaning I don't want even to mix with them. And I follow the religion of my forefathers. Who are they? Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub. Brothers, when your lineage is that great, mention it. Mention it. But don't say, we Sayyid, marry only Sayyid. This is wrong. Takbir. Some of you Sayyid here. Sayyid, if they don't mix with other than Sayyid, then what happens? There is one beautiful city, not city, oasis in Algeria called Fugarat al-Zua. The hottest place on earth. In it, there are some shurafa, honorable people from descendants of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and my own people. We told them, if you continue like this, no one, and that's true, that all their daughters now, old. Because the father cannot give except to only to a Sayyid. You have to be from descendants of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali, you come. If not, don't come. Then now the daughters cry because they get injured. Good for you, I said. You're gonna, in another 2-3 generations, we don't even find you here. So these girls, when they heard us saying, oh, they're very happy. We became very popular. Because it's the truth. Let the girls. If the man is good Muslim, practices the deen, let him. No. She has to be from... No. Adam is from where? Adam, Allah created him from where? Mad, and we are all from mad. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marry from others who are not Sayyid? Who is our best example? Rasulullah. He married from even Mary al-Qibtiyah from Coptic. Because he gives us an example. So he married a Jew, Jewish lady, Juwayriya bint al-Harith radiyallahu anha, Jewish, but Muslim. And don't go now, start thinking about your Jewish friends. A Jewish girl who studied with me in 1969, let's find Takmer. That's not for you. We are saying for your children. Takmer. Allah. Don't do that, my brothers and sisters. Don't do that. Alhamdulillah, our parents didn't force us to marry except good ones. Mu'min, my son, may Allah help you. That's it. That's how we should be, huh? Okay. And I followed, but he told them, who is he? I'm following the religion of my forefathers. Meaning, guys, I'm not anybody. I am somebody. My great-grandfather is Ibrahim, my other grandfather is Ishaq, and my father is Yaqub. Oh, so they are going to listen now more and more. Good. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ See, he's talking about shirk. We are not allowed to do shirk. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ That is the bounty of Allah that Allah has given us and to mankind. But most men do not thank Allah. How do most men don't thank Allah? How? When you worship somebody other than Allah, you are not thankful. When you don't worship Allah, sisters, when you don't worship Allah, when you worship somebody else, you are not thankful to God. So the greatest gratefulness and thankfulness to Allah is tawheed first. When you worship Allah and don't associate with him anyone, you are a very grateful human being. Then there is the other gratefulness, which is to every day praise him because he deserves the praise. And then to be thankful. And please be thankful to people, especially to your parents. Because Allah says, "Anishkur li wali walidayk." Thank me and your parents. Do we tell them every day, thank you, ma, without you, thank you, dad, for whatever you have done? Even your father feels, mashallah, my children at least appreciate what I do for them. And we need to, because Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Man lam yashkur innas, lam yashkur illah." He who does not thank people didn't thank Allah. Now he's going to tell them. Still he's not going to answer. He asked them a question. Brother Shariman, what is it? 39?
Oh, my two companions of prison. Are separate lords better or Allah the one who prevailing?
Very good. He asked them one question. But please, wallahi, ask these questions to non-Muslims. One way, alhamdulillah, I do, I always raise questions in the mind of non-Muslims. When I meet with them, for example, I say, did Jesus create anything in your book? They are like, what do you mean? I said, trees, mountains. Is there any verse in your Bible that says he created something? They said, no, no. He himself, he was created. So I asked them, how do you worship a created creation and leave the creator? That's it. I don't give them more than this. Let them think. That day I had a discussion with a Buddhist. He almost went out of his mind when I said, in your religion, do you have a book of toilet, adab of entering the toilet, the adab of wudu? He said, what is wudu? I said, ablution. Do you wash before you pray? He said, no. Okay. The adab of marriage, the law of marriage, the law of divorce, buying and selling. Do you buy and sell? Is there anything lawful and unlawful? He was like, I said, we all have. So I said, Islam is not a religion. Islam is a way of life. So at least Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will not say, you never told me. Challenge them, these people, challenge them, that's all. Raise questions and leave them. Hidayah is in the hands of Allah. But you do nothing. You just sit down and tell them, oh, you look nice. Your sari is very good. Sari is very good and she's showing half of her ugly body, belly. Takbir. Even the belly is ugly. Takbir. That's one more reason to cover. Allahu Akbar. Ayyahu Akbar. Too nice, too nice. Malay is too nice. Wallahi, look. Somebody sent me a video. Sheikh, look. Here in Masjid, a Chinese lady walks with her shoes to the surah. Did you see that? With a dog. Who stands up to tell her, get out? A non-Malay, an Indian brother. He stands up and tried to push her. He was a little bit rough, but he stood up. The others, they were still digesting what to do. An Algerian brother will carry her and her dog and ship her to China back. Because that's an insult. She did not come to learn. Big difference. Don't play that, but somebody came and urinated in the masjid and Rasulullah said, where is Rasulullah said there? These people. Go do that. Go do that in the church. No, that's disrespect. Big difference. So the brother stood up and told her to get out. Did you see that video? Who has it? Share it, please. You still... No, there are reactions instant. You're still trying to digest that this is wrong? No. The dog is not allowed even to enter our homes, let alone the house of Allah. That's an insult with your shoes. It's not like you're coming to seek knowledge. May I meet the Imam and ask him why you guys hate this puppy? Look how much I love it. Maybe. No. This is insult. So tomorrow they will come with gun like they did with New Zealand. It is tolerating this nonsense that one day, na'udhu billah, they start doing this even in Malaysia. And please wake up, my brothers and sisters. The deen is not to be weak. The deen is not to be weak. Nor to be rude. You come to seek knowledge, we are here to help you. You need money, we help you. Whatever. But you don't come with your dog and throw it on our carpets. And when somebody politely tell you, please get out, you start to... This was just a few days ago. I was shocked. But I was like the reaction of some brothers. They were still trying to understand what to do. Like he's coming with gun, hello brother. Did you see the first man he shot? The New Zealand killer, forget it, huh? You forgot now. Yes, now you remember when I talk about it. Takbir. Man, not for, at least you're remembering. Man, they'll even say, what happened? You remember or not? Yeah. And some of your children are in Australia and New Zealand. May Allah protect them.
Amen.
When we tell you be careful, some of you feel like, why? Why? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Why? That's the deen. The deen is like this, to be alert. We have been beaten many times, brothers and sisters. That's why. That's why. Enough is enough. يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار. He asked them a question. Oh, my two companions of the prison, are many different lords, gods better or one God, Allah, who is al-qahar, the irresistible, no one can resist him? Which one you think is better? Gods that are anti themselves, or one who is by himself and powerful, nobody can resist him? So he asked them question. He raised what we call, he had them think. By the way, when people ask you questions, and really, it means they really see you as a human, because they're helping you to be rational. Yes, and good to raise questions. To seek knowledge, of course, not to argue. Good. So he asked them this question. Ya sahibay sijn, oh my companions of the prison. He asked them that question. Now he's going to tell them still da'wah. He did not answer the question yet. He's holding, it's called captive audience. Like most of our khutbahs, like this khutbah, last khutbah, I was so upset. You know what was the khutbah about? You don't even know because you don't listen. Takbir. What was the khutbah in your masjid? Do you go to Jumu'ah? So listen. How about you? You, brother Hanafiya, what was the khutbah?
I wasn't here.
You were not here. Okay, okay, you are traveling. You, good excuse. Brother Shah.
It was irrelevant.
Very good, but what was it about? Amin, what was the khutbah in your place? Huh?
Yeah.
But no, it could be different khutbah than mine. The khutbah was about 7 dates, ajwa. If you eat it, nothing happened to you. Are you kidding me? This is Jumu'ah. Most of the corrupt people are there sitting. Most of the people who you know, hit them hard. You might not know them, but... Takbir. Those who treat their women bad, those who are trying to cheat, hit. Yalla, ayahs and ahadith about that. 7. Meaning, look how many... No, hadith, yes, on top of my head, but it's not in a khutbah. Like that day, I walked in masjid, Maghrib, pray. Assalamu alaikum, salam. I said, let me sit, hear the dars. Masjid Taqwa. Most of audience I look, 99%, 65 plus. No problem. What was he talking about? Yeah, istinja. Ya Allah. You should be talking about wasiya, hiba, write your wasiya, preparation, akhirah, death. He's already talking to people who doesn't know istinja. Okay, maybe children, youth. You see, we are wasting. Captive audience. A captive audience listening to you. Look what he's doing. He did not tell them yet, because there is something more important than their dreams. Oneness of Allah. If they know Allah, whether they're going to be killed or they're going to be free again and work and this and that, they'll be safe. He will save them from Jahannam. So captive audience, how many people times half an hour? Look how many hours. Maybe if 1,000 people, 500 hours. Let's say 1,000 people are listening to me in my khutbah. 500 hours I wasted. Because half an hour khutbah times 1,000 people. Here, these people hit them very hard about things that really will move them and change them. Dates, 7 dates, ajwa. if you eat them, no sihr will happen to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, was it, did you pray there too?
In that.
Ah, this is why we are. Some of you don't even know. Takbir. No, some your husbands don't even listen to khutbah. Takbir. Ha. Ajwa. Ya Allah. Ajwa teach me in hadith after sob, a reminder, hadith, ayah. Khutbah. Khutbah. Like that day. Three khutbahs about obedience to the sultan. Sultan being nice to the rakyat, no one talks. No one talks. Government should be good, whether Mahathir or Najib or anyone, should be good to people. No one says anything. I cannot make khutbah. I make khutbah, bye-bye. Takbir.
Sijin.
Not Sijin. Why Sijin? I put them all in Sijin. Takbir. Ilm, brothers. Ilm is not knowing the book and memorizing. Ilm is action. Allah al-Azim, this ulama, if they don't speak the truth, if they say, I was afraid, I'm afraid. He did nothing and he went to jail. He said nothing. He even said no. That's all. Women want him, he said no. He ended up in jail. Here is in front of you. This tafsir, I could have done it in one lecture. But we want to stop at each and every word. Even the fa. If we have time to explain it, inshallah we will explain it. Say ameen.
Ameen.
41. 40. One of the sisters. Sister Norma, go ahead.
You do not worship besides him, but only the names which you have named. Mm.
That's rude. Oh, that's too much. That's too much, Sheikh. Don't talk to them like that. That's not wise, da'wah. You are worshipping only names. You and your forefathers have named. Look at it. What did he say? He told them, you do not worship beside Allah, but only names which you have named, forged, you and your fathers, which Allah has sent down no authority. Imagine your Sheikh Zubair is doing that one, telling people like this. Most of you say, what is he doing? He shouldn't be talking to them like that. He should be. The da'wah Barney. Yeah, I call it the Barney, the da'wah according to Barney. Wallahi al-Azim, that's not how. Look what he told them. He told them, you're wrong. You and your forefathers are worshipping only names that you forged. Most of us are, no, Sheikh, you have to be... No. When you have cancer, I tell you have cancer, if I'm a doctor. Let's say, let's work on it. Not, I think there is something you should be careful, eh? No. You tell people, when you see something wrong, you say it as is. He said, you are worshipping nothing but names that you and your forefathers have forged. That's why many non-Muslims are not coming to Islam, because the way we are talking to them, we are not showing them the truth. Somebody may call you, come to you and say, do you think we will go to paradise? Do you think we will go to hell? Most of you will say, no, I think... Say yes, you're going to hell. Especially you. Takbir. Tell them that. And if they say, wait, why tell them? Because Allah said so. And the only way to be saved is to follow Rasulullah s.a.w. The truth cannot be hidden, my sisters and brothers. Say it as clear. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Period. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Tida. Four tidas. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Wa la antum a'bidun ma a'bud. Wa la ana a'bidun ma a'badtum. What? Cold? You start feeling cold? Hungry? ها وزير تكبير. You should be hot like me, man. You don't feel any cold. Allahu Akbar. خلاص, we're going to end in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. بإذن الله, I stop. So do you see the da'wah? Then he told them, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Yeah, أخي, you are in jail. You're talking about rules should be in the hands of Allah. Brothers, are we free or not? Are we free? Are we in jail? He is in jail and he's telling them the ruling should belong only to Allah. You are out and you are not saying that. He was in jail. And he's telling them ruling belongs to God. So real jail is not your body. The real jail is here. You may be free, but jail here. Your mind and heart, jail, takut. You're so afraid. No, we should say nothing to the king because the king. Is that saying to the king? The king is taking you to hell. And here, the king is going to see a dream. Yusuf will correct that you have to do this, and I will do it for you. Appoint me. The king said, okay. So who said when the kings are also wrong and leaders, we should not correct them? Who said that? That's what they teach us in Saudi Arabia. They want you to say nothing. Oh, if you talk to him, when do I see you and to talk to you? Would you even grant me an audience? Or come to the masjid, pray like us. Even when we want to pray with you, say, no, this line is for VIP. No, look. They say, no, you should advise him on one-on-one. Are you going to listen to people like us? Never. When someone makes something wrong, tell him you're wrong, no matter who he is. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, fix me when I am wrong and help me when I am right. One of the Sahaba took his sword and said, we will fix you with this, don't worry. Don't worry, we are here to watch you. No one told that Sahabi, hey, this is the Caliph of the Muslims, don't speak to him like that. No one. Because they know that was the right thing. If it was wrong, one of the Sahaba will tell him at least, brother, don't speak to the king like that or to the leader like that. So where will we put this Sahih Ahadith? Huh? They're using wrong Ahadith, like this Hadith. They say, وَإِنْ جَلَدَ ظَهْرَكَ وَأَخَذَ مَلَكَ. Even if he rotans you and he takes your money, obey. We say no. You are not saying the full hadith. The hadith says, وَإِنْ جَلَدَ ظَهْرَكَ بِحَقِّ. With truth, for example, establish hudud law on you. Here you should not oppose. You deserve hudud law. Let's say you committed zina, and he lashed you. Here you should accept. وَأَخَذَ مَالَكَ, meaning zakat. He took zakat by force. You didn't want to pay. I'm the leader. I'm taking your money of zakat. Here you should say nothing. But I'm taking now money from you. Here, fight. If you die, you go shaheed. That's the deal. Wallahi al-Azim, they are injecting us with the wrong idea. And you should be very careful of people who spread wrong ideas. Whether they are Sufis, or so-called Salafis, or Shia, or anyone. Allah has given you, the Quran and Sunnah gave you mind. Use your minds, my sisters and brothers. Do not let anyone inject you with the wrong ideas. Because when you enter the grave, you will be questioned alone. Huh? And some of you are clever in making money, but not clever in seeing where the danger is. So, last ayah is this one. Allah said, Yusuf is speaking, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Ruling and mastership belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. God has commanded that you worship nobody but Him. Meaning, while you are worshipping God, you may commit shirk. Although you are worshipping Allah. Who can give me an example? Who can give me an example? When you are worshipping to Allah, actually you are committing shirk. Do you know that or not? Showing off. Showing off.
Riya.
Riya, you're showing off. You want to donate in public to be known, not to stimulate others and motivate others to, mashallah, donate like you. No, you want to be called, oh, Tan Sri so-and-so has given, Dato Sri so-and-so, and brother so-and-so has given. Careful, sisters. Careful, brothers. You do kanduri so that people speak so highly of your kanduri. It wasn't really for Allah's sake. It was for maybe to get more business because the people you invited are careful. That is not for Allah's sake. You do hajj so that you be called haji or hajja. There was shirk in the ibadah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein. Shirk. Even when you say Ya Rasulullah, because you called on dead people. You called on dead people. Ya Fatima. Fatima is in her grave. Ask the one who never dies. He hears you. And don't go anywhere. He hears you right there, wherever you are. So, the Muslims, the shirk they commit is the shirk al-ibadah. It's called the shirk of tawheed al-uluhiyah. In admitting that Allah is one, but when we are praying to Him, we may want people to see us. Let's say I'm a young man, and I like the daughter of so-and-so. And I want to impress my future father-in-law. I may be coming class here just for a sister. Is that a class? Any? Maybe I get a wife. They said, Amin. You're coming for Allah's sake. Young, inshallah. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ That is, mashallah, the true deen. The true deen is to worship Allah alone without any partner. That is the true straight religion. But most men do not know. The majority of people don't know this ibadah of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. May Allah make me and you among those who listen to the speech and follow the best out of it.
Amen.
After all this dawah, he's going to tell. So answer comes in verse 41. That is next time, inshallah. He will tell them why one of them saw himself preparing liquor and why the other one saw himself carrying bread. When you see bread in the dream, not good. Yes, if you see bread, not good. But don't panic. Don't die already. If you see yourself serving liquor or drinking liquor, doesn't mean it's bad. But don't say, Ya Allah, I see dream tonight, drinking. No. If you ever see that, dream, it means the opposite. So khamr means job. Liquor actually, it means good job. Good business coming for those businessmen, like most of you here. Bread, not good. And bread, pay attention. Bread is the symbol of rizq, right? Say, I am a breadwinner, right? Breadwinner in the family is, let's say, the father. Maybe the mother also helps. Okay, fine. Bread is mentioned only one time in the Quran and in a dream. Meaning it's not important. Meaning rizq is taken care of. You should never worry about your rizq. Your rizq is written. Wallahi al-Azim is written. And brothers and sisters, sometimes you may make a lot of money. Then Allah drops it to less. So don't. But the rizq is still coming. Some of you, Shaykh, I used to make millions. Now I'm making thousands. Say Alhamdulillah. Some people don't even make nothing. Yeah? Shaykh, the business used to be very good. Thank Allah, brothers. Life is up and down. You are down. Allah will push you up. Don't worry about it. And you are forgetting all the apps you were in? Not the apps, applications. All the apps. UPS. You forgot that? Did you thank Allah for those? Maybe one of the reasons why you are down because you didn't do enough thanking. So go up. Another thing, your wife is still with you. Thank Allah. You are still healthy. Thank Allah. Your children are studying. Thank Allah. Huh? Your parents still alive. MashaAllah. Or died while pleased with you. Thank Allah. Stop thinking only about money. Money is not. One of you send me. Okay, it was personal. No need to. When you send something to this group, I have to comment. But if you send me personal, I may meet you and answer you. Okay? May Allah bless you.
Amen.
Usra buaya. Crocodiles. That's why I cannot convince you, because you look like crocodiles. Like that. If you say something else, maybe. Chant buaya. Say, mashallah, al-mu'mineen, usra al-mu'mineen, usra al-shakirin, buaya. La ilaha.
Allah. You will always remember.
Takbir. I learned that word from you, by the way. I didn't know what was crocodile, mashallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhab. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, make whatever we say only for your sake.
Amen.
Ya Rabbil Alameen, forgive our mistakes, shortcomings, and grant us hidayah.
Amen.
Protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Bless this house, our host, his wife, their children, his parents, her parents. May Allah give rahmah to all our loved ones who left us. And may Allah bless you, my brothers and sisters. May Allah keep you healthy, keep you strong. And jazakumullah khair, whoever brought the food or participated in the food or sponsored in the past and the future. May Allah bless them in dunya and akhirah. Ameen wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum.